speaking of Henry, we could say that you were his finance manager.
When he ran for the Senate against Monroney, I was also involved with him when he ran the governorship. Peggy and I were.
When you saw Henry Bellman on the stage with a Mike Monroney, who already served for many years as a senator and was known as a good speaker, public speaker, then here's Henry, who was not a very good public speaker.
Just talk like a farmer would talk. A lot of people don't know how Henry got started. Dad just never liked to join things. He was not a joiner. When he was asked to be on the board of First National, he had turned it down. When I came back from school, a couple of years after I was back in Tulsa, and 25 years younger than most of the directors, I was asked to be on the board at First National. They had a small group, Bill Warren, Jay Walker, Bailey Vinson, Harold Lewis, and Harold Stewart, that were kind of their big shareholders and the big money guys in Tulsa. Because we owned so much stock in the bank, I was invited into that group. Among other things they did, every year they'd try to pick someone that they wanted to be governor, and they'd raise a pot of money. Then there weren't the restrictions on how much you could give politicians, and they'd raise $100,000 to $150,000 among them, and they'd always lose. I was sitting in one of these meetings after they'd lost. I didn't have much of a voice in the group, but I said, you know, maybe we ought to start earlier. I said, we always start 3 months before the election, and we've never been successful. What if we could start earlier? Bailey Vinson, who was National Republican Committee Chairman, said, well, I know what we could do. He said, there's a farmer out in Billings who's been in Oklahoma Congress. Maybe we could get him to represent us, and during the 2 years before the next election, go around to all the counties and see if he could establish a Republican committee member in every county, 77 counties. We had him in about 30 counties then. So everybody said, what would it take to get him? He said, well, I think I could get him for $500 a month. So he called Bellman, and Bellman agreed to do that, and that's how Bellman got his start towards being governor. Because then when the 2 years was up, he knew everybody in every county, and they knew him. So this group said, well, why not have him run?
You were with him in many of those meetings?
Yeah, and then I flew Henry around all over the state when he was running for governor. A lot of people don't know that about how he got his start.
He had this charm, didn't he?
Yeah, well, during this group we had together, one of them became a federal judge, Cook. There was an architect and a PR guy, a couple of Henry's political friends, and Peggy and me. They wanted Peggy to take Henry out to Hollywood and get him trained to speak and to use the proper English. And Peggy said, absolutely not. He would be a total failure at that. First of all, he doesn't look that part. He's exactly what you want him to be. He's a honest, hardworking farmer. So Henry said, well, I agree. I don't want to do it.